have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Ryan, we've got to get on that ship.
Attention passengers, the karaoke contest will begin in 5 minutes.
Okay, now we've really got to get on that ship.
Look at me, I'm ship-faced. I'm a nautical disgrace. Round these yachties, I'm out of place. I'm ship-faced.
This is the world of boating. That is the barefoot man from the Cayman Islands. And he just reached out to me again last week. First time in a few years. Yeah, evidently he's doing good. He has some new song he wants to send me that probably has some kind of boating or diving element to it.
But it's a brilliant song.
Of course it is. Barefoot Man, legendary. George Novak is his name, by the way. But he's a legend in the Caymans. It was really nice to hear from him and go way back. So who knows? He's still making music. They're somewhere in the Cayman Islands, so we'll play it accordingly. And Ship-Faced is one of them, one of my favorites that we play on the World of Boating quite a bit. And you can check them out. The barefootman.com, I believe, is the website. Or just Google him. He'll pop right up there. Apple Music and all that kind of good stuff. But there you go. So, I mean, what's been going on as far as boating news for you there, Barry? What do we know?
Well, there are some boat shows this weekend.
Yeah.
And since the weekend's already started, there's five of them. One in Boston, one Atlanta, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Daytona Beach, and Charlotte County, Florida.
How about that?
Boston?
Yeah.
Just a little chilly for a boat show.
That's when they do all the northern boat shows.
Yeah, so I wonder why they don't do them in the summer there.
Because
and do them in the winter here. Well, they do.
Well, they do that because they know that the people up north aren't going to have their boats out on the water because they're frozen over solid.
So they haven't had any choice.
Yes.
They're going to go to convention center to warm up.
Right. It used to be that the New York Boat Show was the official kickoff to boat show season. They backed it off. It used to literally go over New Year's Eve. We've talked about this many times in the past, but you were telling me before the show today, that one doesn't start for another week or so or 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's around the 3rd weekend of January.
Yeah. Is anybody claiming to be the first boat show of the year? I wonder who's claiming that title these days, because I'm sure they're milking it for all it's worth.
I haven't looked that one up, but we're 2 weeks into it now, and we have five boat shows. So.
Not that it really matters, but, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, that's how they do it.
And, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that I guess all the boat shows up north are indoors now?
Most of them, most of the bigger ones.
So
they'll
what are
have
the big
convention center thing going on and you know that kind
are there
of
any big in water boat shows
absolutely
up north?
Well, Annapolis, you know, it depends on the type of show, like the sailboat shows. Those are going to be, you know, in warmer months and stuff like that, but like the, you know, the powerboat shows, fishing shows, those kind of things have a tendency to kind of, you know, start January, February time frame.
Wait a minute.
A lot of them out there. What?
February Miami International Boat Show is coming up.
Yeah,
it is.
That's in February.
So what's your point, Barry? I don't know where you're where
we
you
gotta
going
do
with.
That,
we have to fill out our applications for press passes.
Right.
We need to go. When is that? Miami
It's usually over Valentine's Day, isn't it?
Yeah. It's around that weekend. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm gonna be in Australia.
So I get to say to my wife, hey, I love you. Let's go look at boats.
Yeah, absolutely. You do.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
Or
let's go down to
Miami.
That's very romantic.
Or you can play the card like, oh man, we were going to do dinner, flowers, the whole thing. I got to go work. Boat show.
No, you tell her I'm taking you down to Miami Beach to stay at a beautiful hotel over the Valentine's.
Have you seen the prices?
Week.
For the boat show, for the hotels, Barry, what are you, nuts?
I can't pull the wool over her eyes.
Well, she knows too much. Right.
Well, yeah. She goes to the Fort Lauderdale boat show with me, and she does the camera and she does all that stuff. So,
yep.
Well, she knows I'm putting her to work.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you can't play that card on her.
I got to figure out some other way to fake her out.
Yeah, I'm just saying for other folks. I mean,
I need ideas.
Yeah,
I need some ideas, guys.
Okay,
I still think
bring her. It'll be a good thing. You can make it. We ought to buy a new boat for Valentine's Day.
Oh, one of her best friends lives in Coconut Grove, and we could. Hey, we're gonna go visit your friend.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, a friend in Coconut Grove. Right. Yeah,
there you go. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, look, there's an Uber at the door, and I have these tickets to the boat show. Let's go.
I've got a plan. Thank you.
Joe's crab is open. I'll take you out for crab.
Yeah. Well, you could. I mean, you know, that the only downside to that whole idea is that, once again, when the boat show is happening, it's a terrible time to get a hotel room or go to Joe's Stone Crab, Barry, because... the problem
is expensive.
Yeah, because the demand is super high because they got all these people in town for the boat show. So the prices are
just mentioned that you're on World of Boating and they will part ways and allow you in.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
See?
if you want to potentially be banned from the premises, there you go.
Or is it the parting? Or is it the parting of the puddle in the parking lot?
Yeah,
it could be one or the other.
Exactly.
Maybe the latter. I don't know.
We'll see. But you just got to plan in advance. You can find some deals. But just know.
But we could probably run down there and cover that.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please do. I mean, I've always found it interesting that they do that over Valentine's Day. Because I was like, okay, when the higher ups at the end of May set this thing up initially,
boating is love.
Okay, I don't think
boating is love.
There's so many people in the industry though that do the boat show, and they don't bring their spouses with them because they're working the show. Because the Miami Boat Show is kind of like the industry show. It's like the trade event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fort Lauderdale is more for. It's more of a standard
people
boat show.
Buying boats.
Yeah. But Miami also is the trade show for the dive or boating industry. So a lot of manufacturers and things like that come to Miami, and that's just the way it's been for years.
And all the accessory guys are trying to sell to them, right?
So right. There's a lot of business to business stuff that happens in Miami as well as the consumer side of things. And I've always wondered that. I was like, gosh, who was...
Right.
What brainchild came up with the idea to do this over Valentine's Day? Someone who didn't want to deal with it and use it as an excuse to go work and not have to take care of their spouse? Mm. I always kind of wondered if that...
How about people that didn't want to be up north during snowstorms?
Well, there could be some of that.
There you go.
Too. Yeah. But Valentine's Day...
I don't want to be in Sanford.
You know, I mean...
I don't want to be in Sanford, Florida during... I guess snowstorm either.
Well, that's true. I mean, weather could be one thing, but you know, you got Valentine's Day for Miami and you've got Halloween for Fort Lauderdale. You notice that?
Yeah.
Right, Barry? It always
it's the candy.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I bring my backpack and I stock up.
Yeah. It's just interesting that they have hit these two particular type of holidays. Maybe they're just like the idea of being around chocolate or something, because, you know, Valentine's Day, a lot of chocolate sold. Maybe they...
Well, it could be, you know, and the honeymoons come out there and they had their Valentine's, and then 9 months later you have...
Or you avoid it altogether.
Like trick-or-treating.
I think some of the boating folks just like, I gotta go work. We're going to have to take a rain check on dinner, chocolates, and champagne for a few weeks. And then they get a pass on Valentine's. That's just my guess. I don't know. I've never played that card. Surely not. Ever.
Surely.
Yeah, and her name's not Shirley, just for the record. Yeah. Anywho, there you go. So plan accordingly. If you want to go to the boat show, just know it's around Valentine's Day, and you're going to have to figure out a way to take care of the spouse or your better half. Bring her, or figure some other way to schmooze.
Oh no, she's going.
Okay,
she's absolutely going.
Mike has a plan, and we'll stick to it. On that note, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better.
Is better
as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Oh, my. you barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.